This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America to some of the great radio stations in America, as well as special thanks going out to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world right now via satellite, and our first responders too, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol 911 dispatchers for their service to America, and to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics. Thanks for doing all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and check out all the different stuff we have over there. All right, joining us right now, we've got Colonel Jim Warshak, who happens to be a retired U.S. Air Force colonel and also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
We're ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we'll talk about our military news first, like we always do. The Department of Defense, of course, released their fiscal year 2020 budget proposal, in addition to increased demands for manpower and vessels. The fiscal year 2020 budget proposes a 3.1% pay raise for military personnel, and that's always a good thing.
Well, absolutely, and that helps over the 8 years of Obama, where there was really not a whole lot of pay raise given out to the troops to help bring them up to speed to probably where they should be. And so that's going to be a great benefit for them, particularly for those who spent a lot of time overseas, a lot of time deployed over the last 11 or 12 years, those that are still in the service who have been in that long. So much needed to bridge the gap.
And, of course, the thing about the pay raise is they can never, in my opinion, just the same with firefighters and police, you can never give them enough money because of the tremendous risk that they take. People don't seem to remember. We're not all, you know, fair-weather sailors and National Guardsmen that wait for an emergency to go somewhere or whatnot. The guys that are on the front lines, and I mean the front lines combat, it's 24/7 in your face all the time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And as Obama, and I will put the emphasis on that administration because they're the ones that did it, cut the size of the force, put higher demand on those that remain in the military, and some of these guys were up to 9, 10, 11, 12 deployments over the period of that time.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you can never do enough to help make up that from family separation and arduous situations they're in, combat duty and everything else that goes along with that. It's a small price to reward them with, so it's much needed.
Now, the Navy is looking for 5,000 new sailors in fiscal year 2020, and they're also looking at cutting six of their heavy cruisers and replacing them with 10 Columbia-class submarines, which are what we call the boomers.
Well, that's exactly right, and there's multiple mission tasks that come with the boomers, and cutting of the ships, you know, there's more vulnerabilities out there with more sophisticated weapons by our key adversaries, and makes them targets. So along with our new sophistication in the types of weaponry we're using, less surface ships, and they get the job done with the weaponry from standoff. And so the numbers, they're doing the math based on technology and stealth and all that, and that's what the boomers provide. And we'll be using the boomers for other platforms as well as we go forward in the 21st century. It's time, it's technology, it's a combination of all those things to meet the requirements of the Navy.
And Colonel, the other thing that concerns me is over in the Middle East, you got Iran, which is definitely on war footing, and they're definitely increasing their capabilities all the time. They're adding more vessels. They're getting some larger vessels. They're putting some ship-to-ship missiles on board them. They're getting a little better at what they do. And I think, you know, we've really got to keep our eyes over there on Iran.
Absolutely. That gives them the ability to get outside the Persian Gulf and operate in the Arabian Sea and even in the Med. So that's critical. And you know, this is a cat and mouse game, so to speak, that we play, and we have to be able to meet all the challenges that our adversaries throw against us. So, you know, we'll be keeping an eye on Iran.
And, Offutt Air Force Base just got pretty much one-third of the base flooded out underwater, literally underwater, something similar to what happened at Tyndall. Of course, flood's a little different than devastation from a tornado and a hurricane, but still, the Air Force has got another base they're going to have to rebuild.
Unfortunately, that's the case there, and we'll see what happens. I was listening to a report yesterday on that, and you know, they did what they needed to do. They got aircraft out of there, and they had 2 or 3 feet of water, which is not a lot, but of course they will have to expend time, effort, and funds to get that back to shape.
And thank goodness the housing was up on higher ground, so far the housing's okay, but the headquarters and some of the centralized operations and the flight line was underwater. With that, we'll put you on hold because we're going to come right back with more with Colonel Jim Warshak. And by the way, we are going to talk about one more subject here when it comes to military. And then we're going to get into the political aspect of things because, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, you talk about a target-rich environment, we got it. And I'll be right back with the Colonel's Corner.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group, now serving you at four great locations. Two Moss Nissan dealerships, one in Crystal River. I'll be there Saturday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Stop on by. And one in Newport Richey. You also have the Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, where you get vehicles at wholesale prices. And the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet at 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway here in Tampa, Florida. Moss Family Automotive. You serve, you save. Tell them the captain sent you. You get an extra $500 off whatever deal it is you make with them. All right, joining us now, we've got Colonel Jim Warshak, who's retired U.S. Air Force and also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Now, I wanted to mention one thing before we got moving here. Being as how you're in the Air Force, the Russian defense officials say that they're deploying squadrons, that's plural, of Tupolev Tu-22M3 backfire bombers as a counter to U.S. Navy Aegis Ashore missile defense installations that are now in Poland and Romania. That is, by any stretch of the imagination, an escalation of a little bit more than a tit for a tat, if that's in fact what they're doing.
Well, this goes back to the Obama administration when we were going to put in the defense missile shield in those countries, and Hillary Clinton and her Undersecretary of State for Arms Control had those removed, much to the chagrin of those countries that spent a lot of money. And
right,
we have to prepare for that, and we have since been moving further east in Europe, particularly into those countries, because for one, the Germans are all up in arms over environmental issues with the U.S. military doing exercises and everything. And while all that was going on and their part, the Poles and those and other countries have been saying, well, you can come to our country and do stuff. So we've moved a lot of effort into those countries. And of course, that makes Vladimir Putin and the Russians a little nervous. So that's a cat and mouse game. You know, as we move, they don't like it when we're moving further east because it gets them nervous. And, that's really the best they can do. And we've operated against those bombers for, you know, decades and decades. So nothing new.
Yeah. They're the ones that like to fly off the coast of, Alaska.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, politics, here we go, because you are the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, and this is right up your alley. The president, of course, had a big win yesterday with the Supreme Court on immigration, and a special thanks goes out for that decision there, because we were taking people at the end of their jail sentences, if you will, and instead of when they served their time, giving them to ICE to go through the deportation process, some of the states were just releasing them back into the general population to go back out and commit another crime.
Yeah, this, you know, it almost seems like, and I hate to say it, but I think the president is going to win on every single case that's brought forward to try to stop his immigration issue, because the Trump administration has done their homework before the decisions are made of what he's doing and what he's saying on this.
Sure.
And of course, the reaction from the political left is to go file a lawsuit and hope that either the Supreme Court or a lower court puts an injunction or stops the effort. But I think the Trump folks know we're going to win this no matter what they do, and that's what the law says to do, and everything is fine. The Democrats are going through a motion to stall and cause Trump to slow down so that he can't get anything done. But everything I think he's doing for the most part is lawful and there's nothing to worry about here. It's just the Democrats.
And that was the Ninth Circuit Court that got shot down again yesterday by the Supreme Court.
Again. Yeah, he's having a field day with the Ninth Circuit Court.
Yeah. Now, and you think the Democrats have learned, but apparently they're not. But anyway, the Obama White House counsel is now reportedly under investigation by the Mueller probe and may face possible prosecution because he was working with the Trump lawyer, Mr. Cohen, Michael Cohen, and they were both doing the same thing as unregistered foreign agents representing foreign countries, and what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and apparently Cohen blew the whistle on this attorney, and I don't know where this is going to go, but this is really getting interesting.
Yeah, that was the White House counsel for the Obama administration, Greg Craig.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at two things here. One, he was just too close to Manafort in the dealings, primarily dealt with Ukraine, and he's kind of a sacrificial lamb from the standpoint of the Democrats. So Mueller at the end can say, well, I'm nonpartisan. I've gone after both sides because there's another guy name yet to be announced who's in the same boat as this guy, Craig. So I think these are small potatoes. It gives Mueller the opportunity as this scandal in itself slows down and terminates that he can say, well, I'm nonpartisan. I prosecuted people from both sides. And if he has a handful of Democrats or Democrat-like people, he can justify that. But I think that's more PR than anything.
I'll tell you who's shaking in his boots right now and should be, and that's John Podesta.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now we're getting in closer to Hillary Clinton, which he did. And you might want to go back to this guy, Craig, and others. They may have information, and he may be prosecuting them, and they get to come back and do an appeal and a plea and reveal something on Hillary Clinton. So you also have to watch what's going on here. Not that Mueller is in on that, but they may, they knew they were going to get charged, and maybe they know something, and maybe they're going to reveal something, and they're going to be used to testify against or both with either John Podesta or Hillary. So I'm of the belief we're starting to see this get closer and closer to key officials in the Obama administration.
Now, the three amigos, Ayok, otherwise known as Kazi Bear, and Omar and Tlaib, are out there now, each trying to outdo each other a little bit. But Ayok got shot down yesterday with a group that she was on the board of, and they were upset with her over something, and they dumped her like a lead balloon, a very far-left liberal loon group.
All I can say on that, Matt, is I don't know who is advising her, but she's doing all kinds of things that are illegal, particularly when it comes to federal election campaign, which is FEC finance issues. When you start messing around with things like that and trying to play shell games and dodging where money is going, you're going to get yourself in trouble, and I think they're distancing themselves from her because she's doing a lot of stupid stuff. She's doing a lot of stupid stuff in her pronouncements and what she's talking about with her new Green Deal and all these other things that she's putting out there, but she's also doing a lot of illegal stuff when it comes to campaign financing and her personal financial actions that are going to get her in big trouble. So they're distancing themselves from her, and that's why they kind of pushed her off from that group.
Well, how about Beto? Because he is just, you got to, I'm wondering if the guy's not on drugs.
He's not helping himself, and, you saw the president's comments on him, I think it was Friday. That just shows the influence and power of Trump. He made a joke about his hand movements, and it turned into a skit on Saturday Night Live. And I think Democrats are starting to realize this guy is not who they want either because of some of his antics and what he's saying. So, we're starting to see the unraveling of AOC and Beto. Not ready for prime time when it comes to the political side of things.
And then the big joke of the week is Elizabeth Warren when she came out and said that she was very upset about how these very powerful and influential people were using money and other favors to get their kids into esteemed colleges around the country. Just exactly what did she try to do as a Native American, which she's not?
Yeah, that turned around to bite her, and that's not helping her. Her PR team is not helping her, and she's not helping herself. So I've pretty much written her off. I don't think there's much for her other than she can stay in the Senate and
all right,
do whatever.
Got to run. Here comes your music. We look forward to talking to you real soon, my friend. Thank you very much.
Take care now.
Colonel Jim Warshaw, the Colonel's Corner, we call that. It's a weekly part of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump was asked about his weekend tweets regarding the late Senator John McCain. He claims his animosity continues because of McCain's no vote on overturning the Affordable Care Act.
Our country would have saved $1 trillion and we would have had great health care. So he campaigned. He told us hours before that he was going to repeal and replace. And then for some reason, I think I understand the reason, he ended up going thumbs up.
The president has met with the president of Brazil. He said they talked about options to deal with the political crisis in Venezuela.
But we really haven't done the really tough sanctions yet. We can do the tough sanctions, and all options are open, so we may be doing that. But we haven't done the toughest of sanctions, as you know. We've done, I would say, right down the middle.
The president says the U.S. isn't looking for anything other than taking care of a lot of people. This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
10, 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, you are. And it's time for our beach and boating forecast. And let's get to that right now. All righty, for the Nature Coast, for the Sun Coast, and for all of Tampa Bay, it's going to be a rough day on the water, and not because of the weather per se, but because of the wind. We're going to have a northeast to northerly wind, 15 to 20 knots. That means we'll have some wind gusts approaching 30 miles an hour. Seas will start out 3 to 5 foot and be very choppy. The Gulf water temperature is 72 degrees. The bay water temperature, 72 degrees. We had our high tide at 12:58 a.m. Our low tide's coming at 8:15 a.m. Going to be breezy today, but sunny out on the water. And by the way, our beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay has three great plans, which you can join in. The economy plan, which is the five-day a week plan. That's the one I'm in, Monday through Friday. And the standard plan, which is a 7 day a week plan, which is just what it means, 7 days a week. And those plans right now, if you join, are $1,000 off the one-time entry fee. You can split the cost with some other folks if you want, bring in a second person or a third person. And you also, if you're a first responder or military, active or retired, a veteran, or if you're in the medical profession, get an extra $500 for a total of $1,500 off the one-time entry fee. Now, you can split that by adding partners. Same for the standard plan, the seven-day-a-week plan. And then they have the seasonal plan. If you're just down here for, oh, I don't know, 3 months of the year or something like that, you join and you basically pay for the months that you're here. But that's not a national plan that has reciprocity elsewhere. And don't forget, 168 locations around the country, right here, Tampa Bay, largest one in the country, over 300 boats. The phone number to call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. And become a member of the Freedom Boat Club, just like this guy has, Brandon Rimes. Hello, Brandon.
Yes, sir. I've been a member for a long time.
There you go. And you have a good time out there when you get out on the boat. So
yeah.
There you go. Now, a lot of people are still moving south, and they're not all necessarily coming to Florida, but we've got people that are coming down to the Carolinas, to Georgia, to Alabama, to Mississippi, certainly to Louisiana, and always Texas because no state income tax, and Florida for the same reason. By the way, Tennessee also no state income tax there. And that's the big attraction. And houses are not necessarily readily available unless you're talking about the new properties, but even those, some of them, are spoken for before they actually get finished. People go in and go, yeah, I want to buy that house, and they're actually building it right there as they're buying it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a big migration going on, especially for, you know, city or states like California. I mean, they've got such horrible tax, you know, programs, and, you know, they've been hit with storms and different natural disasters. But, yeah, Tampa Bay is really the place to be when you look at the affordability. Tampa Bay just affords people and you know, the absence of a state income tax here in Florida. And the thing also that happened is we actually got lucky with another dip in interest rates over the last 14 months. We're at a 14-month low with mortgage rates again, Captain.
Now, as the consumer quarterback, you probably are aware of what I'm going to tell you. Sometimes there's some pretty strong-arm tactics to get people to buy these condos and these houses. And people get sucked into something that may not have been the best thing they should have done to begin with. And what would you advise somebody that comes in here and they get involved with somebody and they go, oh, man, you got to buy this. It's great. And if you don't, somebody, what do you do when somebody starts throwing that at you?
Yeah, you just got to be careful. You know, pump the brakes. Talk to your advisors. You should always have advisors that you're bouncing off of, buying decisions off of. And slow it down, you know, slow down the process whenever, if you do feel like you're being rushed into something and get perspective from peers or even mentors. Always want to find peers and mentors that you can bounce ideas off of and just make sure it's a good decision.
Now, remember the timeshare business when that was the thing to be in?
Yeah.
My wife and I actually bought a timeshare condo over in Kissimmee, and we used it probably over the course of 5 years, we probably used it once during the time that we had it during the 5 years. I mean, one time during the 5 years, and then we went to sell it, and we did. We sold it. But I was amazed to find out how many people were literally going broke with those things, not being able to make the payments that were there. And, you know, it was just like, well, you came down here, you got sold a soft shoe and dance type competition and got sucked into something the way you went. We knew what we were getting into. So with us, it was just like, oh, that'll give us a place to go when we come down.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've heard similar stories, and there's actually attorneys or different law firms I think I've seen where they help people get out of those. But yeah, that's something different entirely with those timeshares. It's interesting how that plays out.
So other than the fact that you are in the real estate business, and we'll get to all that in a minute, what is it on the Consumer Quarterback Show that you're hearing most, getting the most complaints about? What are people telling you is their big problem right now as a consumer?
Yeah, you know, robocalls, robodials, those automated phone call systems.
I hate those.
Those are frustrating for people. We've got, you know, consumer debt attorneys and credit experts. I'd say the next biggest thing that we see a lot of is people calling in and wanting to know more about how they can improve their credit scores and avoid identity theft. And that's something we help people a lot with because that's such a precursor to getting that mortgage and then getting into home ownership. So that would probably be the top two, I would say, Kevin.
Yeah, but you got to be careful when somebody calls up and says, "Hi, this is Jan from the XYZ Corporation. Yeah, we're just checking to verify about your Medicare or your Medicaid. And do you have this and do you have that? And oh, by the way, and then they start asking for your date of birth or your Social Security number or something else. And you can't make believe that these are your best friends because that is a scam. I guarantee it.
Yeah. I don't have time for those people when they call up. And I get, as a realtor, I get solicited so many different.
Well, sure you do.
Systems or all these different places, you know, and I don't really need any of that stuff now that, you know, with Keller Williams, we rolled out a $1 billion tech package. Gary Keller's offered, you know, all of that. We don't have any bolt-on technology now. It's all through our one system that we can utilize almost every single thing that we need to operate our business.
Now, when people come to you and they say, "I'm looking for this, but I might take that," do you sit them down and go through their finances and all that with them? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, well, that's going to be more on the mortgage side. The mortgage officer is going to help them with that. We've got a couple of great mortgage partners that we work with. But we do, as the realtors, we want to sit them down and go through, you know, we draw a sheet of paper, line down the middle. On one side, we're putting the needs, like what they absolutely have to have, must haves. And on the right-hand side, we're putting down the wants. And if we show them properties that fit those needs and wants and they waffle still and they're not interested, you know, then we know we don't have a motivated buyer. You know, so it's all about spending your time wisely as a salesperson. And if we check those boxes with a house that we show them and they say, "Oh, well, you know, can you believe this is the first one that we looked at? Let's keep looking." You know, we got to sit them down and say, "Listen, this property's not going to be here because the market is so competitive still."
So last question, are values starting to slide a little bit or am I seeing things?
No, we are shifting, Captain, from a seller's market to a buyer's market. The market is shifting. So the appreciation is going to slow down. It's not going to decline, but it's going to slow down a little bit. And it's a nice even pace. If we can stay at about a 3% appreciation rate, then that's really healthy for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are on my sister station, 1380 The Biz, Monday through Friday, from 5 to 6 p.m. You're there Monday through Thursday. Fridays, you turn it over to the insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland. But give us your website and your phone numbers.
Yes, sir. 813-670-7372. Call or text 813-670-7372. Website, consumerqb.com for our radio show, consumerqb.com. And our real estate business is platinummvpteam.com.
And they can also find you on some sort of TV somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah. We're on Apple TV now, Amazon TV, Roku, Sony TV, 85 other outlets now. We're real proud of the fact that we're the only real estate company that has that to their repertoire.
Well, I'm on Roku, too, but you don't get to see my smiley face. You just get to hear me.
Ah, nice.
What you see is my American flag.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
All right, well, we look forward to talking to you a little bit, maybe tomorrow if I'm around. But have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Likewise.
All righty. That's Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. And, again, check him out weekday afternoons on 1380 The Biz. And that's one of our affiliates. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. And by the way, I will be guest hosting for Mark Walters tomorrow afternoon, Thursday afternoon, from 4 to 5 p.m. all across the country on his network with his Daily Defense Armed American Radio program. Look forward to talking to many of you, some of you that might be listening to us right now. But to find out more, go to armedamericanradio.org, and you'll hear all about it. By the way, my guest is going to be Kyle Warm, the professor of politics, and we're going to be talking about the new gun laws that a lot of these states are coming up with, some of them that are pro-gun and some of them that are anti-gun. And we're going to get into where all that's going on so that you, the gun owner, can be made aware of the legislation that's headed your way. Some of it very subtly buried in other legislation, I might add. Now, this final segment of the program is brought to you by Dominick's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, Dominick's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, and they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, Like for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And when you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks running around town, wave at them. That's probably going to be Kevin behind the wheel. Might even be Dominic. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Because if Dominic's around, he might let you get this, some of that top secret supply of donuts he's got in the back room there. Or those pastries, too. Don't tell him I told you, because then the secret's out, right? All right. Joe Scarborough, not to be outdone on Morning Joe, had a presidential candidate who announced recently. His name is Andrew Yang, and he wants to give every American, underline that word, $1,000 a month. And listen to this nonsense. And then you tell me if you can figure out the math to this.
I certainly applaud that. I'm curious, though, what is the price tag? You're a numbers guy. What's the price tag for giving every American $1,000 a month?
Well, the price tag is a lot lower than most people think, because we're already spending $1.5 trillion on various income support programs to Americans around the country. But you have to look around us. Who are going to be the big winners from AI and new technologies? The big winners are going to be Amazon, Google, Facebook, Uber.
I'm curious, because I actually entered politics because I was concerned about the national debt. Do you know actually what the price tag would be paying every American $1,000 a month?
Yeah, it's about $1.8 trillion a year past current expenses. But the way you get there, Joe, and we all know this, how much did Amazon pay in taxes last year? Zero. And meanwhile, Amazon's sucking up $20 billion in business every year, putting 30% of American malls out of business. And so what we need to do is we need to pass a value-added tax that would get the American people a slice of every Amazon transaction, every Google search, every robot truck mile. And because our economy is now so massive at $20 trillion, a value-added tax at even half the European level generates $800 billion in new revenue, which combined with current spending, economic growth, and putting all this money into Americans' hands, because we know they're just going to spend it in their communities, the cost savings on things like incarceration and homelessness services and emergency room health care, and then the value gains of having a stronger, more educated, more productive population would be enough to pay for the freedom dividend. This is the trickle-up economy, not the trickle-down economy.
Now, do the math. If we've got 300 million people in the United States, and this bird wants to give every American, doesn't say whether it's man, woman, child, or whatever, says every American, $1,000 a month. And if we got 300 million people in this country, do the math at $1,000 a month, and you tell me what you come up with. Is it $1.5 trillion? Is it $1.8 trillion? No. We're halfway there. How in the hell are you going to pay for this? How are you going to do this? This is another ridiculous idea coming from the loony left that is just not going to work. There's no way it can work. No way at all. So let me just let Joe Scarborough finish this and take it home.
I want to turn it over to everybody else at the table, but I've just got to ask the question. So doesn't that lead a lot of corporations to say, we're not going to pay these oppressive taxes, we're going to go to another country?
Well, that's the reason why this is so needed, is that every other advanced economy already has a value-added tax. There's really, and they figured out what we need to figure out. Like, is it Amazon's fault they paid zero in taxes? No, it's our fault. So other countries already have a value-added tax that's higher than what I'm suggesting, Joe. So there's really no place for them to go. And we're the number one market. If they sell to us, they have to pay their fair share.
Okay, other countries already have a value-added tax. Go Google that one and get back to me. Other countries already have a value-added tax. These people must think we're stupid. Go look and see who the countries are who do have the value-added tax, and then see how it's working out for them and whether or not their economy is on the up and up or in the toilet. You might be surprised what you find. It's not all a bed of roses. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And speaking of roses, the weather across the country, we're going to take one last look at. And the historic flooding will continue across parts of the central U.S. Through the rest of the week, despite the dry weather. Meantime, there's a couple of cold fronts that are digging into the eastern half of the U.S., which will draw a developing coastal low and surge of Atlantic moisture into the east North Carolina region and the middle Atlantic for a soaking rain going right up the east coast in the form of a mini nor'easter. Now, there's going to be snow in the mountainous areas of the east coast, mainly the Carolinas and Virginia and West Virginia, Maryland, the Poconos and the Catskills and the Berkshires. You'll get snow. Everybody else will get rain. And this will track up through the northeastern seaboard Thursday, Friday, into Saturday. There will be locally heavy rain. There'll be some flooding in some areas and the mountain snow as well. Now, we've had a change in the weather out west, so you guys and gals going out west, especially on I-70, pay attention to this. And on I-25, going up through Denver, and if you're going out towards Grand Junction, west of Denver, we now have a winter storm warning in southwestern Colorado and southeastern Utah, which is just to the south in the mountainous areas of the Grand Junction area of Colorado. Now, they're calling for a couple of feet of snow at the 6,000 and plus elevation level. So when you go over that last pass out there, be advised, you're probably going to have to hang iron by the looks of what I'm looking at. Now, in Utah, coming up I-15, you're going to have snow on the way to Salt Lake City. It's pretty much to the higher elevations, but 6,000 feet up to 6 inches of snow, and over 7,000 feet, you could have as much as 2 feet. In Nevada, in central western, eastern Nevada, rather, central eastern Nevada, you've got a winter storm watch tonight, where they're going to talk about anywhere from 4 to 6 inches of snow and possibly as much as a foot above 7,000 foot. Now, out in California, it's snowing at 5,000 foot along the Sierra Nevadas right there on the hub, the corner with Nevada. Above 7,000 feet could be a foot and a half of snow, and that should be winding down today. High winds in Nevada, high winds in the western side of Downer. Going over 80, some rain in southeastern Washington State, Hood River Valley, rain going up by 84, rain in southeastern Montana, heavy fog up again along the Canadian border, Montana-Canadian border, fog in Wyoming, a little bit of rain in the southwestern part of South Dakota near Rapid City, northwestern Nebraska, from Minot down to Fargo, you've got rain in the western part of Minnesota. You've got rain tonight scattered in Wisconsin. You've got a freeze warning up in northern Alabama, be advised. It's getting windy in Georgia as that front starting in over there going up the eastern seaboard. And you've got a freeze and a frost warning right now over in the central part of South Carolina. All right, that wraps it up for us, tonight here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And thank you very much for allowing us to be out there and travel along with you on the highways and byways. And to all those guys that are out there trucking tonight, be safe, be careful, keep your eyes on the road. And remember, it's all about we the people here in the Captain's America Third Watch. And what we do here is for America and all Americans, too. I'll see you all tonight on the radio. Have a great day. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.